All right, you are listening to the 19th Annual Radiothon for Duke Children's Hospital. I hope the pieces, the montages that you're hearing and heard yesterday and will be hearing for the remainder of the day and the kids we're talking to and the parents as well inspire you to call, maybe on behalf of your healthy kids. Maybe you've got a healthy son or a daughter or, again, as we said yesterday, maybe a niece or nephew, a little brother, little sister, whoever it might be, maybe just a friend's child, somebody who's had that struggle. Maybe you have not had to have that. It doesn't mean that you won't. And again, while this is not a you know, an insurance policy guaranteeing that you will not have that problem, it's great to support the effort that supports, man, all these people. What did I see yesterday? Now we're up to like 190 beds on the fifth floor. Here's the number, 866-684-1015. That is toll-free, by the way, anywhere in the country and within the sound of our voices. And again, we know our coverage area is huge, almost the entire state of North Carolina, up into Virginia and down towards South Carolina, of course. You know, if you're passing the Sombrero this morning and south of the border, when you pull in for that cup of coffee that was brewed yesterday morning, you know, stop and give us a call, seriously. 866-684-1015. And what we'd really like to focus on today is maybe a pledge. If you could see yourself clear for like a buck a day, is what it comes down to. And when you think about what you put in the snack machine or the drink machine every day at work, that would be a $30 pledge a month for 12 months, like a 30 by 12 or a 25 by 12. But whatever you think that you could give today, could you do that every month for a year? Could you commit to that? That's what we're looking for, because we really need to. Our goal for this hour is $10,000. $10,000 just for this hour, and that's by any, obviously, pledge that we can get. But the bigger, the better, and the faster we get to our goals, and then hopefully a bigger check later on when we do the check presentation. 866-684-1015, and online it's WRALFM.com.
There are so many things your donation goes for. It funds research. It helps the families who have kids who are staying here for an extended period of time. And it also helps the kids feel more normal and more comfortable, yep, while they're going through treatment here. And just to give you an example, $10,000 is the amount that it takes to cover the Arts for Life program. And what this is, it's a nonprofit organization that brings programs of visual art to kids. So kids come, these instructors come in, they spend 40 hours a week here, and they show these kids how to paint and sculpt and draw and write stories and poems. And It kind of takes the kids' minds away from, yep, what's going on and gets them interested in something else. You know how much kids love to draw and just be creative. And the Arts for Life program, just, you know, it takes them away and helps them forget everything that's going on. So $10,000 will cover the Arts for Life program here at Duke Children's Hospital. If you want to take part in that, give us a call. 1-866-684-1015 is the number to call for our Walmart phone bank operators. They're ready to take your call. The phone's ringing. It's good to hear that. It's 6:13 this time in the morning, so we appreciate you taking the time, because it's going to get busy today, I know. So if you can take just a second now and call in and make your donation. Again, that number 1-866-684-1015. Or you can donate anytime online at WRELFM.com. Again, our goal for this hour, $10,000. And we're getting started and the phones are ringing. And let's have a great hour and make our goal.
Oh, man, I tell you what. I think back to when we used to do 5 days. And that first one, I'm giving you that little history lesson again. We did 5 days, and it was from like 5 in the morning till midnight every day. And that last day, we wrapped up at about 7 o'clock. And that first year was $125,000 total raised. And yesterday, between 4 and 6, it went over $200,000 just in those 2 hours. And that's how far this has come. So, but this is the big push. I know we've got that behind us, but that's done. I mean, you know, okay, that's over. So we've got a brand new day. We've got about 12 hours to get this done. Our goal of $10,000 by 7 o'clock. The number's again, 866-684-1015, and online, WRALFM.com. Coach Cut is with us. David Kraft, the two Davids sitting on the couch here together this morning.
DCs.
The DCs. That's right, Coach.
Absolutely.
DCs at that.
We got it all covered.
Now, you've come in here before, David Cutcliffe, your great motivator. Say something, get these phones ringing. I mean, whether Duke, this is beyond sports now. We've had fun with sports, but beyond sports. We're talking kids and healthy kids.
Yeah, obviously much more important, Bill, than anything that we can do in football. But I'm going to relate it right now.
Here we go.
Day two, we've had halftime.
Yeah.
We are coming out of the locker room now, okay? We better have our game face on. We don't want to wait till the fourth quarter to win this thing. So Coach Bryant taught me years ago the most important part of a football game are the first 5 minutes of the third quarter. That is actually what we're in right now. I need to look over my left shoulder at the phone banks, and it should light up about right now. I see people that need to be busy. Okay, let's go. Come on now. We're kicking off right now, second half. Here we go.
1-866-684-1015. That's the number that you need to make those phones ring, or they might start doing push-ups or something. I don't know.
Should we? Well, we're going to do something here. I'm going to come find you. But I'll tell you this. Let's do this. I know we can come up with a $1,000 donation. We'll get an autograph ball. We'll get a sideline pass, 4 tickets to a home Duke game that works out for them. That's out there for the first $1,000 donation. Ooh. And if that will come in the next hour, then Karen, my wife, and I will match that $1,000 with you.
Okay.
So let's just go right now and see if we can't pull that off. That'll get it started. I want some people that'll cover a kickoff. That's not for everybody. You know, any of you that are football fans know when you go downfield covering that kickoff, there's going to be a wedge somewhere waiting on you.
866-684-1015, 866-684-1015, and online, WRALFM.com. Another sports analogy that we really like is, you know, as dramatic and impressive, and as much as people want to talk about that point scored at the end of the game, the point of the beginning is just as important. It may not be as dramatic, but it all adds up to that final score. So what we raise right now, maybe not as dramatic as when the phones start going crazy later on this afternoon when everybody's put off making their call, but this is just as important. So we got $1,000 is what we're looking for, $1,000. 4 seats right there, close. They get to hear you yelling.
Well, they're going to come down on the sideline pregame and hang right there for great seats.
You let them blow a whistle?
To get in there. If they want to blow a whistle, I'll even do this. We will go to the equipment room and get one that has never been blown before. Okay? That's pretty good.
Doggone right.
Yeah, we have a storage of them. We do. So, because you know why? I use kind of a, you know, plastic, hard plastic whistle. In practice, sometimes I find myself chewing one up. So when anger hits, to control myself, I bite the bullet or literally bite the whistle.
Were you a pencil chewer, too, in school?
No, I had a coach that did that I never laid a pen on a table because he would chew it up. Constantly had ink on his mouth. That was his watching tape habit. And so when I would pick a pen up by accident, not looking at it, and I felt the rough teeth marks, where's the antiseptic, you know, here?
Oh, my gosh.
Coach, I know you bring your players over here. They spend time at this hospital. You also have them doing a lot of community projects beginning of the year, picking up trash.
Yes.
Around campus, getting them involved. What do you talk with your players about as far as giving back? And how do you mentor them about what they're going to see and experience the first time they come to Children's Hospital?
Well, the first thing we talk about is that it's not an option to any of us in a community to contribute. That's an obligation. And we talk about all of the reasons why. One of our themes when we recruit a youngster is that we really don't want them to come if they don't want to leave a place better than they found it. And that's what this is about right here. All of us, by nature's law, are obligated to help those that are in need. It is a point where if our entire world took this approach, David, that when you go somewhere, you truly give enough to leave it better than you found it, we might see a pretty nice world out there. Our players are deeply involved over at Children's Hospital because they can sense and see immediately what they're doing. We have a lot of these youngsters that come over either to our office and if they're capable, come to our practices. And that's, I don't invite them. That's at the invitation of players. Sean Renfrey, who has just graduated as our quarterback, he's graduated with a graduate degree now and rehabbing and training in Arizona at home. But every Thursday night during the season, his Thursday night was spent right here. And, you know, it deeply touched, and Sean didn't have to change, but it deeply touched him and enriched him. And when you're leaders, that's what I try to focus on. When we as leaders do our part, others just tend to join along. And it's been great for our program, truly great for our program. We're very appreciative of the folks here at Children's Hospital, at Duke Children's Hospital. It's easy to do. It's easy to help. And they're so open to us, and we're very appreciative of that. And this becomes personal for us, these young people that are and their families that are going through so much. All you got to do is come over here, and then you'll understand.
I guess that's what I've been looking for, because for us, for me, I think for all of us, it is personal. We've been doing it long enough. We know these families. We see some of them coming back every year. We've lost some. We win a lot. I've made lifelong friends, I think, here at Duke Children's Hospital. So for me, it is real personal. And that's a large drive behind what we do here. Here are the numbers again, 866-684-1015. We're looking for total in pledges as our goal for this hour by 7 o'clock of $10,000. That funds the Arts for Life program, as Linda said, where they come in and they teach the kids, you know, art, let them draw, paint, write poetry, the whole bit. And it really is a therapy. And I'll bet you money, and there's no school for this, and I don't think parents teach it, but every kid who draws a landscape will draw that sun in the corner, right, with the yellow lines coming out to denote the rays coming down on us. It's just
and the M birds.
That's right, and the M birds and the seagulls. That's right. But anyway, that's all part of that program. $10,000 funds that program for a year, and we can do that in this hour if you will call 866-684-1015 or online at WRALFM.com.
And Coach Cut has been so gracious and given us a great incentive. So what is it, sideline passes and a couple of tickets?
A sideline
four pass. Tickets.
Four tickets.
Sideline pass, four away. Tickets, an autographed ball. You know, it'll be a great day at a Duke football game. And then Karen and I are going to match that gift.
Awesome.
And it's $1,000, and that can be yours, and then it turns into $2,000.
Absolutely. And you're doing some good beyond what you're doing, and please, someone step up and take care of that end of that, and then some. You know how far-reaching this is, and I've heard you talk about it. I haven't seen them yet, but I know the family. There's a family from my time at Oxford, Mississippi here with a newborn, with a circumstance that years ago this baby had no chance. But here, through new technology, research, time spent in development, what's going on here, that child, they'll have to stay here 6 months, but Duke Hospital's accommodating them initially with a place to stay over in the loft. I think they have that arranged. It's gonna change their life, and not only change their life, but give this infant son life. And after this is done through this period of time, there's no poor projection. There's nothing down the line. It's done. So, you know, that's all the way from Oxford, Mississippi. I've had a little girl that was here that I met and got close to that was from Puerto Rico. And they treated her so well. She was here over a year. Her mother told me this story. Her dad and brother and brothers were in Puerto Rico. She said, we went back for a short visit. She was doing well. And she looked at her mother and she said, Mom, when are we going back home? That's how these kids feel about Children's Hospital.
1-866-684-1015. If you want to call and make a donation, again, that number 1-866-684-1015 or online at WRALFM.com. Our goal is $10,000. We're at a little over $1,000. We have this fantastic incentive from Coach Cutcliffe. These are the four tickets to a Duke football game. Whichever game works best for you, sideline passes. You can even blow a whistle, a clean one.
That's it. That's right.
Brand new whistle.
A brand new whistle.
And then can you keep the whistle?
Not just
You can keep the whistle as long as you're not a prospect.
But that can be yours for $1,000, and then Coach Cut and his wife are going to match that as well. So that's fantastic. And you were talking about this baby. They brought these. If you could see this at home, Coach Cut, take a look at this.
Wow.
These are some of the new diapers they brought down for the preemies, and I don't know the story behind
it. I have never seen anything like that in my life.
This diaper,
not even the size of a hand.
It's tiny. I mean, it's about the length of a dollar bill.
That's the blood pressure cuff right there.
A little bit wider, but the absorbent part down the center is the size of a Band-Aid.
This blood pressure cup fits on my finger.
Yeah.
So that's life. That represents life right there. And we're getting ready to welcome our second grandchild. Karen and I are into the
congratulations
to the world. Thank you. If he's not here by Friday, he's being induced. he's full term. I think he may be lazy. He's comfortable right where he is right now.
A lot less to deal with right there.
And so we're pretty excited. And my son lives in Oxford, Mississippi, so we'll be headed down there pretty quickly for a visit.
How
excellent.
Exciting.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things I mentioned yesterday on television is that if you or someone you know has not yet been touched by this facility, more than likely in your lifetime, either you or a family member or someone you know will be touched by this in so many different ways. Coach, you talked about the university helping to take care of this family. You know, we have so many situations where people live in this area. Maybe they live 30 miles from here, 40, 50 miles from here, and their child is here long term, or their grandchild or niece or nephew, and they're a caretaker and they have to be here. Part of this money raised also goes to help with meal vouchers for people, helping them with a place to stay. We don't stop and think about that. You have to eat every day as a caretaker coming in. It adds up over a period of time. All of us are blessed beyond measure that we don't have to worry about that. More than likely, we'll never have to worry about that. But so many people do. It's beyond what we think about with the illnesses and how dire it can be for people, the resilience of the children, all those wonderful stories that, and the miracles that we get to talk about. But beyond that, they're just the everyday needs that have to be met. And part of why we're here, part of what we're doing in raising these funds, is to help just take care of people who are taking care of someone else.
Yeah, we talked about yesterday several times, and we've known this for years, and I'm always seemingly brand new surprised when I read it. We talk about touching lives. We all have been touched already by Duke, by the development of the child safety cap on meds that was created here at Duke through research that cost about $50 a minute. So we really all have those times when I'm going, I can't open this thing. But then again, neither can my grandson, neither could my daughter when she was a little girl. So that is in and of itself saved countless lives. So we have all been touched by Duke. And again, when they develop something or a new way to treat something, the development of use of umbilical cord blood for autoimmune and all kinds of, it's an absolute medical miracle that was developed here at Duke Children's Hospital. Through their research and like the top research facility in the world. And then that knowledge goes around the world and saves lives everywhere. So this is a real hub for everything medically, whether it be kids or as grown-ups. So we are all touched by this. And again, the best challenge I can think of, if you have a healthy child, make a pledge in their honor. Our goal of $10,000 by 7 o'clock. We're about halfway there now, time-wise. And just a little over $1,000. So we've got a long way to go. We do have these incentives, as we've talked to you about, for sideline tickets for a Duke home football game, the game that suits your schedule best. You get to blow a whistle. But, you'll meet Coach Cut and stuff. I'm sure that would be a great time for you with that. So make sure you make that known. And Coach Cut and his wife will match that if you get that done by 7 o'clock.
And that's $1,000. So right there, that can be a couple thousand
dollars. That's a couple right there. Coach K, as we talked to him yesterday, will sign a basketball for you for $500. The closed practice session we've talked about, which is a great day inside Cameron Indoor, kind of behind the scenes, inside Duke basketball with a tour of the facilities and the locker room where they work out and stuff, which is really neat to do. And then out into Cameron Indoor where you'll sit virtually courtside and watch them go through a practice and Coach K will explain what they're doing and why and all that. Then there's a shoot around on the court. You can actually, I mean, this is hallowed ground for a lot of people to actually walk on Cameron Indoor, walk on.
They're going to get to shoot.
You get to shoot.
All right.
Okay.
If you make it, you got to pay more.
There you go. Okay. You know what? This is good. We make up the rules as we go.
That's right.
But it's neat to watch the players wrap themselves around the patients who are able to go to that event. Some people will make this pledge of $3,000 and turn it right around and say, give that to a patient who is able to go. And that's, I always love seeing that because then the people who go meet the patients and they come back and do it again. Because once you meet these kids, you're hooked. You're absolutely hooked. So those are a couple of the other things that we've got for you if you need incentives. Otherwise, just again, if you've been touched by the life of a child, 866-684-1015 and online, WRALFM.com.